Korosik, Avraham. Avraham Korosik was a Polish Jew who testified in 1961 during the Eichmann Show trial. He stated that, during the war, he had been incarcerated in the prison of Białystok. Together with some 40 other inmates, he was taken from there in May 1944 to various places, Białystok, Augusto, Grodno, to exhume and burn bodies from mass graves. He claims to have kept exact records, hence knew that 22,000 bodies had been exhumed and burned by the time this operation ended on the 13th of July 1944. Korosik claims to have been present at the same operation as another witness, Shimon Amiel. However, while Korosik claimed for Augusto 15 or 17 mass graves measuring 8 times 2 meters, with 250 to 300 bodies each, Amiel had allegedly worked on 3 large graves, 15 meters long, and 1 small one, 5 to 6 meters long. The total number of bodies exhumed and burned in the entire region is also contradictory, 22,000 according to Korosik, but at least 40,000 for Amiel. If we assume that Korosik's team started working on this project in mid-May 1944, as Amiel had claimed, then they would have had some 57 days to chop the wood needed to cremate these 22,000 bodies. Cremating an average human body during open-air incinerations requires some 250 kilograms of freshly cut wood. Cremating 22,000 bodies thus requires some 5,500 metric tons of wood. This would have required the felling of all trees growing in a 50-year-old spruce forest, covering more than 12 hectares of land, or some 27 American football fields. An average prisoner is rated at being able to cut some 0.63 metric tons of fresh wood per workday. To cut this amount of wood within 57 days would have required a workforce of some 153 dedicated lumberjacks just to cut the wood. Korosik claimed his unit consisted only of some 40 inmates, all busy digging out mass graves, extracting bodies, building pyres, crushing bones, sifting through ashes, scattering the ashes and refilling the graves with soil. Korosik said nothing about where the firewood came from. This testimony relates to one of many events claimed to have been part of the alleged German cleanup operation which the Orthodoxy calls Aktion 1005. The above data demonstrate conclusively that Korosik's entire scenario is completely detached from reality. It cannot be based on experience, but on mere imagination and delusion. For more details, see Matonio 2022c, page 639.